and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
If at all possible, please have your Bible open to Ephesians chapter 6. And we've been reading and studying about the soldier of God, the one who is in this world to do the bidding of God, to do the things that God would have him or her to do. Every person who is saved is a child of God, of course, and is a soldier of God. We're not to retreat when the devil comes after us or when something comes into our life that seems to knock us down, but we're to keep on going on. And how can we do that? Well, Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is talking in Ephesians chapter 6 and the verses we've been reading. He's telling us that we're to put on the whole armor of God. And then in verse 13 of Ephesians 6, he says, having done all to stand, verse 14 says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. And verse 15 continues by saying, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I don't know about you, but one of the things that I need as I'm going through this life as a human being, I need good shoes. I need something to cover my feet so I can walk around and not have to worry, not have any pain upon my feet or coming from my feet. So therefore, I need to have on the right shoes. I need to have the things that makes me able to walk and continue on without stopping. Well, Paul the Apostle, once again, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now, put on the whole armor of God, and don't forget the shoes. Don't forget to have something on your feet that's comfortable, that's able to carry you through and carry you to do the work that God has for you. Notice, and your feet shod. Well, remember now, Paul the Apostle is likening the Christian life, the person who is saved, to a soldier, a real life soldier back in his day. In other words, we've looked at how that soldier back in his day was to be dressed, and he's comparing those pieces of garments or those pieces of clothing, those pieces of protection, the armor that the soldier wore back in Paul's day. He's likening that to the armor of God. And don't forget the feet, he says. There's undoubtedly an allusion here to what was worn by the ancient soldier to guard his feet. And literally the meaning is this, having underbound the feet. Well, that is, in other words, having bound on the shoes, putting on the shoes or sandals or whatever was worn by the ancient soldier. And we're to do the same thing. We're to have on the right shoes. Not only that covers our body, the armor that covers our body, but we're to have on the shoes. And it says, and your feet shod. Well, notice the protection of the feet and ankles consisted of two parts for the soldier. First, you see the sandals or shoes, which were probably made to cover the foot and were often held together with nails. Can you imagine that, putting a shoe together with nails? Or equipped with spikes to make them hold firm on the ground. Or the ankles would be protected more than likely with what is called greaves. That's G-R-E-A-V-E-S. A greave was a piece of armor worn from the ankle to the knee. See, we're still talking about armor here. This is in connection with the shoe. This was a piece of armor that was worn from the ankle to the knee that was fitted to the legs, and designed to defend a soldier from any danger. And these greaves are boots. Think of this word greaves as boots. They were almost universal use among the Greeks and Romans. 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 6, it says, "And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders." Now, of course, this verse is speaking of protection that was worn by Goliath. We mentioned Goliath once before, as he had on this 160-pound, we'll call it a coat of armor. He had on 160 pounds, plus he had a protection of brass upon his legs, and once again, the brass between his shoulders. But the thing that I want you to notice here, that he had greaves on. He had the right shoes, and the greaves of brass. Verse 15 continues of Ephesians 6. It says, "With the preparation," in other words, prepared with the gospel of peace, have on the right shoes. Well, the sense is that the Christian soldier is to be prepared spiritually and mentally with the gospel of peace to meet attacks, just like the ancient soldier physically prepared to guard himself by the sandals or greaves which he wore. You got to have on the right shoes to do the job. See, the gospel is termed the gospel of peace because it establishes peace between God and man. The word prepared or preparation means readiness, fitness for, or eagerness. And the idea is that the gospel, the gospel soldiers were to be always ready to go forth to preach the gospel. Back in Paul's day, this would have been that soldier, that gospel soldier who was going out and preaching the word of God. Maybe Timothy, it could have been any number of the apostles who were going out and preaching the word of God. It could have been John preaching the gospel of peace. And you, who are soldiers of the cross, are to have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Not with iron or steel, but with patient examination, calm inquiry, persevering, laboring with a firm footing in the word of God for the furtherance of the gospel of peace. We who name the name of Christ as our Savior are to be in readiness at all times with an eagerness to walk in the gospel of peace. See, Christians were to have the principles of the gospel of peace back in Paul's day and the pure gospel to make possible their march for the Lord. And so are we. Once again, I remind you that we're in the army of God. We're soldiers of the cross, and we need to be prepared. And the gospel of peace did and does make the soldier of Christ firm in the day of battle with their enemies. Saved people are not to be furnished with fleshly weapons, but with the peaceful gospel of the Redeemer, being sustained by God's armor, to go on in their march through the world. And the principles of the gospel were to do for those in the church at Ephesus what the greaves and iron-spiked sandals did for the soldier, which was to make the soldier ready for the march, to make them secure while walking, and to be a part of their defense against the enemies. You see, we are made ready for the march through this world by having our feet shod, prepared with the gospel. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 15 again says, "And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." There's an old song that says this, "Sound the battle cry. See the foe is nigh. Raise the standard high for the Lord. Gird your armor on. Stand firm, everyone. Rest your cause upon His holy word." Strong to meet the foe. Marching on we go. While our cause we know must prevail. Shield and banner bright, gleaming in the light. Battling for the right, we ne'er can fail. O Thou God of all, hear us when we call. Help us one and all by Thy grace. When the battle's done and the victory's won, may we wear the crown before Thy face. And then the chorus says, "Rouse then, soldiers, rally round the banner. Ready, steady, pass the word along. Onward, forward, shout aloud, Hosanna. Christ is captain of the mighty throng. That chorus says, ready, steady, pass the word of law along. You and I, as Christians, we need to pass the word of law along. The Bible, once again, says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Just as the Israelites were commanded to eat the Passover with their feet shod to show that they were ready for their journey, for the march that God had said was coming, our Lord commands his disciples to be shod with sandals that they might be ready to go and publish the gospel, as the Israelites were to go to possess the promised land. Every Christian should consider himself on his journey from a strange land to his own country, and not only to stand every moment prepared to proceed, but to be every moment in actual progress towards his home. We should never shirk our duty as a child of God, as a soldier of the cross. We should get in the fight. If we're not in the fight, then how can we claim to be a soldier of the cross? There's many Christians today who have gone AWOL. They've gone out of the will. They're out of the will of God. They need to get in the fight once again. I fear that there are many churches today and many Christians who shun people who have gotten out of the will of God. This should never be. We need to pray for a brother or sister in Christ who has gone AWOL. That brother or sister in Christ, I'm speaking of a person who has been saved, who is saved on their way to heaven, and they've gotten out of the race. Maybe something has come into their life that has just knocked them down, and they need to be lifted up. And I fear that many Christians today would rather see that person stay on the ground than to help them up. But as soldiers, we need to help each other. We need to lead each other to the place where we need to be. Now, Jesus Christ has saved us, and he's given us the responsibility to help each other as children of God, as soldiers of the cross. A person who's gotten out of the will of God, that saved person, is like a person who's been wounded in battle. That person needs to be healed. That person needs to be helped by fellow soldiers. We need to be praying for that person and those people who've gotten out of the will of God. I didn't say they're lost. They've gotten out of the will of the Lord. And they need to be helped. And we need to pray that God will help them, that God would lead and guide them, and that we could be of help to that person who's been wounded in the battle of fighting for the Lord. You and I, as saved people, we need to pray for each other because we're all in the same battle. We're battling against the principalities of the air. We're battling against the rulers of darkness in high places. We're battling against Satan himself. And we'll be doing that until the Lord comes for us, either in death or when he says, come up hither, and we go to be with him at the rapture of the church. Maybe you're one of those soldiers who's been wounded, and you've gotten out of the battle. Well, you need to get back in. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Ask God's forgiveness today for getting out of the battle. You need to be marching forward for the Lord. Ask him for his forgiveness, not to get saved again, but because you are saved, you can get in back into the battle. Ask him to forgive you today. And Christian, you need to be praying for those around you who have gotten out of the battle. Pray for them that God will raise them up and help them to serve him more today than they did yesterday.
Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.